Nolte, Democrats caught using secret focus groups to choose Trump's impeachment crime. By John Nolte on November 15, 2019. Democrats have been caught using secret focus groups to decide which impeachment crime to accuse President Trump of. The far-left Washington Post reported on Friday that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA latest shifting of the impeachment goalpost has, at least for now, settled on the word bribery. Why? Well, as I'll explain below, it certainly has nothing to do with the law. No, hidden under 30 paragraphs, the Post tried to drop this bombshell hoping no one would notice, emphasis added. The shift came after the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee conducted focus groups in key House battlegrounds in recent weeks, testing messages related to impeachment. Among the questions put to participants was whether quid pro quo, extortion or bribery was a more compelling description of Trump's conduct. According to two people familiar with the results, which circulated among Democrats this week, the focus groups found bribery to be most damning. The people spoke on the condition of anonymity because the results have not been made public. Here you have Pelosi running around talking about how she is always prayerful when it comes to impeaching Trump, whatever that means, and then she assures the American people this is not a political or partisan exercise. Meanwhile, back in the real world, like the Stalinist she truly is, instead of respecting this thing we call the rule of law, Pelosi is using secret focus groups to decide what crime to charge Trump with. Think about this. Democrats are looking to remove a duly elected president, looking to overturn a national election through the process of impeachment. But rather than follow the facts, rather than respect the rule of law, like the coup plotters they truly are, Democrats are focus grouping. In other words, impeachment has zero to do with tracking a known crime to a man. No, these un-American monsters are instead trying to figure out the most effective crime to hang on the man. Another obvious reason Democrats are going for bribery is because bribery is listed right there in the Constitution as an impeachable offense. But here's the thing. Even if Trump were guilty of everything Democrats are accusing him of, it does not fit the definition of bribery. A bribe is when two or more parties willingly agree to do something illegal or unethical in exchange for some kind of payoff. In the case of bribery, both parties are guilty of a crime. Trump, if you investigate Biden, I'll give you some aid. Zelensky, sounds good to me. What's so desperate about this is that the script hasn't changed, the story is the same. The only thing that's changed is the dialogue. So now the dialogue is gibberish as it relates to the story. But Pelosi and the media don't care because battleground state focus groups, because orange man bad. Why not just accuse Trump of gang raping Ukraine? I mean, if we're going focus group this sucker, let's focus group this sucker. What makes the bribery talking point even more ridiculous and desperate is that everyone, literally everyone, including the Democrats' own star witnesses, admit Ukraine had no idea the aid was temporarily held up. So how can Ukraine accept a bribe when they believe the aid is on its way? They can't. That's how stupid this all is. In reality, what Democrats are falsely accusing Trump of is called extortion, or the illegal use of one's official position or powers to obtain something of value. But extortion is not listed in the Constitution for the MAGAtards to see, so the Democrats have decided to take a flyer with bribery. The bottom line is this. Everyone admits Ukraine had no idea the aid was on temporary hold. And since Ukraine was oblivious of this, it is literally impossible for there to be a quid pro quo, or any form of bribery or extortion. Period. End of story. Trump cannot even be accused of an attempted crime without Ukraine knowing. Finally, even if Trump did hold up aid to muscle Ukraine into investigating Joe and Hunter Biden, that is perfectly acceptable and ethical for two undeniable reasons. One, there is a legitimate cloud of corruption involving the Bidens. And two, Trump wanted an actual investigation, not just the announcement of one. In other words, at the end of the day, Biden could have been exonerated. So Trump was not looking for a political boost. He was looking to have this matter resolved one way or another. Stupidest impeachment ever. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.